And welcome back. We're joined by Atlantic Head Archery Coach Clint Rowland and alongside Senior Alex Kaiser here on Atlantic Sports Saturday. And we're going to talk about the tournament, the shoot at Orient Maxburg, Coach. And boy, we had a great day, both the middle school and the high school. You topped the field in both of them. Talk about the team's performance on Saturday.
Yeah, Orient's always a fun place to go shoot. It's a nice small gym. It's real fun, kind of laid-back atmosphere, kind of like Diagonal we'll go to next weekend. They both kind of have the same feel for us. We knew going in, both squads were a little shorthanded. We were taking kind of a limited roster there. So they knew they had their work cut out for them. And both teams had an excellent day there. I mean, our high school, they shot a 32-57, which, you know, for the last couple weeks is a little down compared to what they'd done. But they were three or four kids that are normally in the scoring 12 not there. But we had a lot of younger shooters step up and bring some really nice scores for us, showing the growth of that bottom side. So as a coach, I'm looking at that, and I'm seeing that we're going to have a really strong finish at the end of the year, and it's going to set us up really well for the state tournament. So, you know, in that, Connor Johnson took second place with a 282, a couple points down from what he shoots, but I mean, that's consistent for him. And that's what we need is consistency. Carter Smith, who was with us last week, you know, talking, he shot a 281, took third. And then Hank Roberts, had a couple odd arrows fly on him, still pulled off a 275 in sixth place there. So that worked really well. And JJ McDaniel, JJ's had really good form for a long time, and we know it was about to happen for him. We worked on a few things this week, and he just figured it out. The beginning of the year, I think it was three straight tournaments, he had arrow rest break on him, so we had to rebuild his bow, and he had some really down scores, but he's been working really hard, and he came in at 10th, shot a 270 for us yesterday, so that was really exciting to see. I was really proud to see the effort he's put in. He put a lot of work in this week, you know. And then on our female side, Lily Johnson shot a 277 for us, took first place in the girls' division. She had a really strong showing there. If I can remember right here, Madeline Blake came right back, who we talked about a couple weeks ago. She came back in the 270. She did that in Spencer. She came back, shot a 271 for us. Kaylee Stetzel shot a 271 also. Those were sixth and seventh places. Kaylee lost through tiebreaker rules down at nines. Hallie Copeland shot a 271 also. So we had three girls right there, 271, taking sixth, seventh, and eighth place for us. So the girls really shot hard and strong for us, and it was a really, really neat thing to see. So, yep. And then our middle school, that's the team I really want to talk about today. I mean, they were on fire. Middle school, really. We had Henry Rowland and Jacoby Wood, which have been kind of the anchors of that middle school team. Those two boys have, you know, shot in the upper 270s to 280s all year long. They're highly ranked right now in the state tournament for the middle school, and they couldn't make the tournament. So going in, middle school knows pretty much their top two shooters are not going to be on their squad. And we've been bouncing around that 3,100 mark where we wanted to be and hoping to move into that, you know, a little higher, you know. And we know once you get to that 3,200 mark, you're getting close to being one of the top three or four middle schools in the state. So, you know, you kind of hope you get there towards the end of the year, but our, you know, if we're at that 3,100, we know they're building our future strong. And they shot a 31-41 yesterday without their top two shooters. So they're right at that 3,200 mark with them in there if everyone does things. But they had some really good performances come out yesterday. Grant Petty came up to a 271, force took seventh place. So, you know, the middle school boys were shooting right with the high school boys yesterday as far as the whole tournament goes. Brayson Shin shot a 284 out of Orient Maxburg, which would have won the whole tournament all the way through. He would have beat the high schooler, I think they shot a 283, if I remember right. But so we had Grant come in for us and scored really well for us. You know, the highlight was, you know, Ryla Martin's been the female anchor. Her and Lily Wilrick have been the female anchor for that team forever, and we've just known Ryland's gonna just keep moving up and moving up. And yesterday she did. She shot a 278 for a seventh grader, won the tournament. Excellent shoot for her. And you know, Lily was right there behind her at 274. So those girls have really done a lot of good things for the club. And you know, that middle school team was really solid and shows we got a great future coming forward too. So
yeah, you'd 31-41. And then second, Creston with the 30-50, 30-34 for Nottoway Valley. And then East Union had a 28-18, I believe, that we see on the screen there. Coach, what's coming up here now? We're kind of getting towards that pinnacle of the season, aren't we?
Yeah, we got really 3 weekends left. Coming this weekend, Friday night, we're doing a duel with Valley. It's just a 3D duel. We'll be up at the old junior high shooting that. It'll be kind of a laid-back, fun thing. You know, where I don't think we're even taking a gate at that thing. So if people want to come, they can sure come and check it out and see it. It'll be real quick. We're going to start about 5 o'clock. Nottoway Valley is going to throw a few kids in there just to get some scores for state for us because we had some open spots. So, you know, a local team said, hey, come on and just shoot a few kids. So we're going to do that. And then on Saturday, we'll go down to Diagonal and shoot a bullseye tournament down there. Pretty much it'll look a lot like Orient as far as participation. I'm not sure. I think Valley might be showing up there too. So we'll have some good competition in Valley. Then we're going to go on to the 11th, and that will be a kind of a double for us. We'll go to Creston and shoot bullseye, and then our way home, we'll stop back at the Orient gym there and shoot a 3D tournament there and come home. And then we'll end the year like we always do. Valley has the big Tiger tournament. It's the Sharon McConnell Memorial Tournament. It's 7 years now for that. She was a coach at Valley that had a tragic heart attack and lost her life, and so they've dedicated the tournament to her. And she was a very fun coach to be around. I can still remember she'd dress up as Mrs. Claus during the holidays, and you know, she, you know, over their tournament, she'd always dress up like Cupid and stuff like that. And she was just a fun teacher and a fun person to be around. So we've always been a part of that. We never miss that tournament. It's fun, but that every year it's what we in Valley's the last tournament of the year. We shoot that, and we have a lot of fun, so that's what we're going to do, and then on to the state tournament. Yeah, so
good stuff. Coach, talk about Alex Kaiser, your senior. You have 9 of them here in the squad, and we've had the pleasure to talk to these kids, these players here during the season, and tell us about Alex here.
Alex has been with us for quite a while. He's a senior. He's our fourth and final captain. Alex is just one of those guys that comes to practice, does it right. He's always there. He leads by example the way a captain should. He doesn't have to say anything or do anything. Kids can just look at him and say, this is the way you conduct yourself and do things. He's always there to help pick up, help clean up, help do things. I mean, he's a fun kid to coach, and you know, he's truly going to be missed when he's gone, and maybe someday we'll convince him to come back and help the program on the other side. So, you know, he's another one of them. Like all of our archers, we love to have them come back and help the kids, or you know, keep moving on and doing other things inside the sport. So with that, I'll let you talk to Alex.
Well, thanks, Coach. Appreciate it. Alex Kaiser joining us. We got to talk to Alex during the football season. Now we get to visit with you here during archery. Talk about your season here so far.
My season's going a good bit better than last year. I was really down last season. I had a lot of form problems and a lot of aiming point kind of problems. My anchor point wasn't the best. And I've just cleaned up a lot of things this year, and I'm working back up to where I was.
Let's start with the anchor point and explain that to us.
So when you draw back your bow, you have to lay back in an anchor point, a point where you can settle and then aim, and then you can finally release and then follow through. And last year, I had a really hard time getting to that point and really settling in so I can aim and get my shot right. Whereas this year, I have no problem with it whatsoever.
And how much have you improved your scores then over last year?
I was shooting about maybe 220, 230 last year, and I'm about the 240, 250 range this year. I'm looking to PR next tournament.
Yeah, that's a big improvement. What else? Talk about some other improvements you've seen.
Just as the team, we've started off, we were just really undisciplined at the beginning of the season, and we've just grown together and really grown a team throughout the season. We've kind of become more like a team. We're not as individuals, and we come together, we help each other out, and I think we've really become a family in that kind of sense.
Coach talked about you being one of the four captains. Talk about practice, and tell us what goes on in practice.
Practice, usually you show up about 5-10 minutes early, you get your shooting spot, you pick a target, and then you just shoot. That's kind of it. You just get up there and you get it done. You really work on every little thing you can. You try to figure out what you're doing wrong, if you're doing anything wrong, and you just work as hard as you can. You notice every little detail.
Coach Rowland has a saying about practice and medals.
Win our medals of practice, and we just drive on Saturdays to pick them up.
That's
from Coach Petty about 10 years ago, and we've used it forever. So.
Anything else you want to add about the team this year and the goals moving forward?
I can't wait to see us keep breaking 3,300 and go to the state tournament and hopefully win another championship.
That continues to be the goal, Coach, is to break the 3,300? Is that what it's going to take to win another title?
That's our goal. It's kind of, the infamous 300 that kids will talk about, the perfect score and, the state title. Yeah, I mean, that's an outside goal that's up there. I mean, you want to reach for it, but you can't have expectations. You're going to go win a state title every year. You're going to always be up at the top, but that's our goals. The perfect 300, I talked to kids, that happened to come up with some middle schoolers, joking around this weekend, and I had to set them aside, and it's like, we're not going to reach for that goal. That shouldn't be our goal. That goal's almost unattainable, so we need to reach for something that's there. So if you're shooting a 200, let's try to gain 10 points, Let's go to 210. Let's just slowly improve, and if you do those small things, those big things happen to happen. So,
and that's an example of Alex.
Yeah. Just work on the small things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's bounced back good 30-35%, which is great growth within 1 year. So, it's in our sport, a lot of times we end up we talk about the kids that shoot some of the highest scores. I mean, they win medals and we talk about them. And what doesn't get seen is the unsung heroes of the sport, kind of like Alex here. He doesn't always medal. He doesn't do it, but he goes about the process the right way. He teaches the right things. He's a true role model to look up to. And so sometimes we need to honor some of those kids that don't get thrown in the paper because they just didn't have that perfect score. They don't realize what they do behind the scenes. And Alex is one of those. And when we decided to bring the captains on this year, it's been a discussion for 3 or 4 years. Should have happened 3 or 4 years ago, but we didn't, and we did. Alex was one of the first people that was talked about. It's like, if I want kids to emulate somebody, this is who I want. He puts the work in. And he's one that can tell you that sometimes you put all the work in and the results still don't come, but you don't give up. So, because last year he put more work in than any kid I did, and the results weren't there. But then all of a sudden, now he's starting to see those results come this year. And so he's emulating what a captain should be, and we're very proud to have him on our team. So
very good. Coach, thank you. Anything else you want to add today?
No, I just I think we're heading in the right direction as a team, and it's going, and Alex hit on it in the beginning. I think we came off state title, and we were a little loose in the beginning, and it's just kind of like, hey, we've been there, we've done that, we know what we're doing, and then it took a few weeks for everyone just start to settle back in and say, hey, this is a new year, we got to fight for it again. So, but I think we're positioned well. Our overall goal has always been, at the high school levels, finishing that top seven. If we're in that top seven, that means there's nothing but 5A schools playing with us, and we're playing with them, really. So that's our goal, and right now we're sitting, I think, ranked about fifth, and we haven't shot a full schedule. Middle school, we've always kind of wanted to be that top 15, and I think we're sitting at 9 right now, so the middle school's starting to come on.
Yeah.
But we got to finish, and we can't just sit on our heels. We just got to finish, and these kids have a good drive, and I think they'll do well. So
very good. Coach Rowland, thank you. Alex, thanks for coming in. Best of luck to you the rest of the way, and we'll talk to Coach Rowland next week right here on Atlantic Sports Saturday, KS95.7 FM. Well, more coming up right after this.